到今天的第一部分学习内容 Language Learning Tips.
Alright, so we're going to go there today. Let's have a look at the first one. I constantly hear have and has mixed up by students. They're never quite sure which word to use. So I think there are two rules here. One is I have, you have, we have, they have. They always take a have. I takes a have, you take a have, we take a have, and you take a have. And he has, she has, it has, the dog has, John has. So that's a rule. But we also can turn have into had, which will mean I did have this thing, but I don't have this thing anymore. So I have, you know, wo you, and I don't know, you probably can't say this in Chinese, but I had would be something like wo you le, or it's gone, it's finished, I don't have it anymore. So that's all I want to make clear here. Often students will say to me something like, I went home and I have dinner. And that is wrong. The dinner is finished, it's gone, it's had. It's changed to had. So has changes to had and have changes to had. They both change to had when the thing is finished. He has a dog. He doesn't have the dog anymore because he ate it. He had a dog, but he doesn't have it anymore. And, you know, he has, I have a girlfriend, or, yeah, I have a girlfriend, but no, she's left me. She doesn't like me anymore, and I don't have her anymore. So I had a girlfriend. So there are these two rules to just remember with have and has. They both turn into had when they're finished. So once the thing is over, you don't have to think about have or has anymore. If the thing is finished, it's had. If it's not finished, I, you, we, they have, he, she, it, and names has.
好，我们来看看今天的第一条 tip， 是非常实用的。当然这也不是一个大问题，可是呢，在你的日常对话当中，如果不留心使用的话，就会变得非常的刺耳。好，大家来听一听，刚才 Michael 老师说 have 这个小单词啊，您别看它非常非常之简单，可是用起来呢，处处都得留心，可以说叫做步步惊心啊。我们就说，如果说这句话的时态变化了，如果是过去时，那么您的 have 助动词也必须得相对来讲进行时态转换哦。你要把 have 变成 had。当然，我们平时在生活中呢，大多数情况下是非常注意把 have转换成第三人称单数 has， 而在时态一转的时候突然就忘记了变化，那么你有过的事情一定要用 had 而不是 have。 我有过 I did have but I don't now.
Yes, our verbs change when they go into the past. So I work and yesterday, I work today, I workedyesterday. But there is another way we can do it, which is what you just did, Jingjing. And that is we can put did in front of the verb, and we leave it the same way. So I can say, I worked today, I worked yesterday, I worked today, I did work yesterday. So if I put did in front of the verb, I don't have to change it. And so I can say, I have a girlfriend, I had a girlfriend yesterday, I had that girlfriend yesterday, or I can say I did have a girlfriend yesterday.
好，其实这第一个小 tip 呢，就说呀，它不是一个说知识性非常强的啊，不是说一定要讲道理的，但是呢，它是一个贴心的语言使用方面的小提示。所以说给大家提个醒儿，您啊脑海当中有这样的意识，以后呢再使用起来啊，慢慢训练一下，多训练个几次，使用起来就好多了。好，我们一起来看看第二条小 tip， the second tip。
The second one is to remember that English is about people, and it's fine to do a special English course. Maybe you're a nurse and you're doing medical English. Maybe you're a businessman or woman and you're doing some kind of business English course somewhere in China, maybe work in IT, and you're learning all the computer words and things that you might need. So these are different industries. Each industry has its own vocabulary. Jingjing and I are here in radio station. There's a lot of language we use in radio stations that is only used in radio stations, and I guess you could learn media English. My point is that it doesn't matter whether you learn business English or medical English or media English. Actually, all of the English that you speak, unless you have a new iPhone 4S, all of the English that you speak will be to other people. People are human beings with loves and likes and hates and feelings. And the language that you need, you can't talk to people like machines. You can go to a business meeting, but you're talking to another human being, and you need to be able to do the deal. To get what you want out of that meeting, you might have to ask that man or that woman in front of you. You will have to ask them over coffee before you get down to business. You know, where do you live? Do you have any children? How's your wife? What's she do? We need to establish a close relationship. We have a word in English, rapport. R-A-P-P-O-R-T. R-A-P-P-O-R-T. Good rapport means a good friendship, a good relationship with people. And the way you can't do that by saying, you know, tell me about your car. Is it a 1960? That's probably not going to work. You need to get to the person's heart. If you want to do business, yes, it's logical, but it's also about whether people want to do business with you. Do they like you? You need to know far more than just the technical language. You'll be using that with people. So never forget that. You need to be able to talk about families, about children, about hobbies, about marriage, about school, about babies, a lot of things. So you need more than just a business vocabulary.
第二条小 tip 的字面意思和语言的这个组词成句呢，非常值得大家好好的去回味一下。Remember, English is about people. Communication is about people, so don't just learn business, technical, and scientific terms. Because when it comes time to time to use, then you will be dealing with a walking, talking person who has a mom and dad and wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend and social life. Communication in any language is human to human. 这段话呢 ,Michael 老师啊其实是要委婉地告诉大家。语言的交流毕竟是人与人的交流，所以呢，他建议大家放下心目中的对犯错误的恐惧，不要照搬教条，不要照搬教科书，不要总是去背诵一些教科书当中的英语。你要记得，你是在情景当中去使用一门语言，你是跟活生生的人、有血有肉的人在对话。即便是犯一些错误都没有关系，都比你去背书、背词、背句子，还有尤其是背一些比较过时的英语，比这个好。所以大家要放下心目当中对犯错误的恐惧，然后呢，随心所欲的去发挥属于你自己特色的英文表达方法。好，这就是第二点，希望大家呢能够好好的回味一下。来看看第三条 ，the third tip。
The third tip is just four phrases that I think everybody needs to know. Perhaps you already do. The first one is excuse me. How would I say that in Chinese? Is that 对不起?
对不起。
对不起。The next one would be please, which is some form of 请。
请。
The next one is thank you. 谢谢。And the last one is no problem, which would be what?
没问题。没问题。
So, they're very useful phrases. Let me tell you about this one. Excuse me. Excuse me will get you everywhere in English. It doesn't matter really who you talk to. If you've never said another word, never said an English word to any foreign person in your life, if the first two words you say are excuse me, you will be met with a smile and somebody wanting to help you. I believe those two words are more important than please. Start with excuse me, and usually the answer will be yes. You know, how can I help you? It's understood you have a problem and you're being polite in seeking help.
来，我们来看看第三条 tip 啊。老师呢专门提出了四个词语，他认为呢大家在说一门语言的时候呢，应该去学习并且养成使用他们一些固定表达语的习惯。比如说今天他就列举了四个小词，一个是 excuse me， 我们把它翻译成对不起打扰了，或者是哎不好意思。 excuse me 用于向别人提出啊这个引起注意提出请求之前的一个开场话。 excuse me 非常的礼貌啊。另外呢是 please 请，随处要养成使用请的习惯，比较有礼貌。那 thank you 要说谢谢啊，遇到了别人帮助你的事情要说谢谢。还有最后一个是 no problem， 那这四个短语呢一定要养成多多使用它们的习惯，一定要天天的挂在口中。 excuse me， please， thank you， no problem。 Learn these words and phrases immediately.
Yes, therefore that you, you just have to have. I more or less have all of those four in Chinese, and they're invaluable, which means priceless, which means you can't put a price on them. They're just so wonderfully useful that there's no price for them, really, yes.
这样一些词语呢，不管是我们在学习英文，还有包括像 Michael 老师他们来学习中文，都是要学习的。那所以说这些词呢，也是啊，也不是说很难，大家一学就能会啊，但是一定要集中用，因为在使用一门语言的时候，你要去使用它的语言体系啊，而不是说自己去使用自己的语言体系，那就不就成了轻轨去了嘛，对不对？好，我们来看看啊，三条小 tips 是我们在第一部分呢每周都要送给大家的内容。第一个是记住 have 啊，在表示过去的时候呢，要用 had 啊，时态变化了，要注意助动词时态的变化。第二个呢是 remember English is about people， 注意大家建议大家要活学活用的使用英语，不要害怕犯错误啊，多多的使用自己风格的语言。第三就是这些常用的短语、常用词一定要牢牢记住并多多的使用。Excuse me, please, thank you, and no problem。好，这些词呢的发音如果也是非常准确的话，那真的是有助于你的英语表达锦上添花。